A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Pei Tes. Baba Metzia 89A. Pagination is 177. You'll take a glance at the facing page. On the first of the wide lines, you'll see the pasuk Kisavo Bekerem Reyacha, the pasuk regarding a person who's doing work in the vineyard of his friend and he's going to be allowed to eat the grapes according to certain parameters. So we have the pasuk regarding a worker. And on the last words, at the end of the page, lo sachsom shor bedisho, not to muzzle an ox as it does the work, the threshing on the grain. The Gemara on today's daf tells us, you could actually glance at Rashi, the first of the small lines, la'akushe chosem lenechsam, that there's a comparison in the type of work being done that will allow someone to work between the person and the animal. Adam l'shar, v'shar l'adam, l'inyan achilas poelim, that there's a comparison between the animal and the person, vice versa, regarding this allowance to eat. Let's begin the Gemara on today's daf, Pei Tes Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt. Dayish. It talks about threshing. Ma dayish miyuchadova shegidule karka. It has to be something that grew from the ground. Just because he's working for you doesn't allow him to consume things. It has to be something that grew from the ground. Skip a line. Yotza hacholev, a worker who's milking a cow, milking an animal. Next line, she'en gidulei karka, that the animal is not growing from the ground. Ve'en poel ochel bo, and therefore the worker is not allowed to eat from it. So we have one of many parameters that the thing that he's working on has to be gidule karka, growing from the ground. But if it's not growing from the ground, then the worker does not get to eat from it. In the top Tosfos, Tosfos wonders that in a different context, this term, gidule karka, growing from the ground, is understood to be something that's sustained from the ground and includes animals. The same term is being used in a different context to actually include animals. Tosfos says, Beresh Bakol Ma'arvin, in the Gemara in Eruvin, describing when you transfer Maaser Sheni into money and bring it into Yerushalayim and you're allowed to buy produce with it in Yerushalayim. So there are parameters as to what you are allowed to buy. This mitzvah is described in Chumash Devarim, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Chaf Vav. And the Pasuk there describes, if the distance will be great, you're allowed to bundle the value into money and bring it to Yerushalayim, and you're going to buy chashiv ba'alei chayim gidulei karka. The pasuk allows animals to be bought, and the Gemara, in summarizing what the parameters are that you're allowed to buy with Maaser Sheni, terms animals gidule karka, things that grow from the ground, as opposed to milk, mushrooms, different items, water, salt, different items that are excluded. But animals are included, as the pasuk says, and the wording of the Gemara is gidule karka, they grow from the ground. Says Tosfos on the third line, Hasam kari lo gidule karka, they're called growing from the ground, lefishen izonim min hakarka, because they eat grass that comes from the ground, and they're being sustained, and therefore this term can be used in that context to include animals. Aval hacha, but on our topic, we're using that same term, but don't get confused. It's like a different definition in the dictionary. Mapik shaper cholev umegavein, it's excluding the milk and the cheese process. The lohava bechlal dayish, because the source of this term, gidulei karka, was that it has to be something to do with threshing. Shehugodo v'tzomeach min hakarka, it has to actually grow from the ground, not just be sustained from the ground. And therefore, again, we're using this term, gidulei karka, it grows from the ground, but in two totally different ways, two different definitions, so to speak, in a dictionary. In one case, it's clearly including animals, they eat from the ground. In the other case, it's clearly excluding animals because they themselves do not sprout forth from the ground. This concept of two definitions in Gidulei Karka comes up in an interesting way in Hilchos Shabbos. In Orach Chaim Siman Shin Chaf Aleph Se'if Tes, the Mechaber writes regarding the malacha of tochein, not to grind or cut something into very small pieces. The Mechaber writes, Muta lachtach bosar mevushal dak dak besakin. You're allowed to cut meat into very small pieces using a knife. So it's already cooked. You're allowed to cut it very small with a knife. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Lamed Aleph de'ein techino ela b'gidulei karka, because tochin only applies with things that grow from the ground, and an animal is not something that grows from the ground, like our Gemara describes regarding the allowance of a worker to eat from what he's milking. The animal is not called gidulei karka, and therefore what it produces is not available to him in these laws of losachsom category, the concept that you're allowed to eat as you're working. The Mishneh Berurah does continue and acknowledges that there's a bit of debate on this topic of gidulei karka and how to apply it regarding Hilchos Shabbos, because after all, there's a different term, gidulei karka, and that term, by Meiser Sheni, does include animals. Va'afilu la'aposkim de'sevira luhu de'behema nami mikre gidulei karka, the Mishneh Berurah says, even according to the poskim, that an animal is considered gidulei karka, lefishi hinizonis min hakarka, because it gets sustained from the ground. And this was Tosfos' discussion. What does gidulei karka mean? And we came up with two definitions, and the question is, which definition will apply in Hilchos Shabbos? The Mishneh Berurah continues and says that there's another leniency, that perhaps tochin doesn't apply by ready food that's ready to eat. And therefore he puts together these two leniencies and says, Muta lachtoch afilu daitu lahanichol la'achar zman, you would be allowed, as the Mechaber ruled, to cut up this meat that's already cooked and ready to eat. You're allowed to cut it into small pieces, even for a later use, the Mishneh Berurah holds, because either the meat is not called gidulei karka, or there's another shita that ready food that's ready to eat, is not included. The Dirsho Mishneh Berurah in note 45, in this edition, mentions that the Chazon Ish is not quite as lenient. He says it has to be samach l'su'uda, close to the time of eating the meal. But again, we do see this concept of gidulei karka has two different definitions. The question is how you define it when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, and if you would define it the other way, so that animals would be included, what the psak, the ruling of tochein, grinding, would be. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.